Hello, everybody. Welcome to USA Today's Bills Wire podcast. If I sound unfamiliar to you, that is because today is my first day on the job. My name is Matt Johnson, and I will be hosting this episode and hopefully many more going down the road. I'm really grateful for the opportunity. I want to say first off, this is really cool. I've been in the podcasting world for about 6 months now. Started off and continuing with the BICBP Radio Network. I have a whole host of other podcasts that I do every week, including a general NFL one called The 2-Point Conversation, where I bring in a bunch of guests who are fans just like ourselves, and we just talk football, just get some differing opinions, and just it's a good time. So if you're ever looking for a alternative podcast, general NFL talk, you can catch me on there. Other than that, yes, this is a huge opportunity for me, and I'm very grateful, and I'm happy to get to talk to you every week, hopefully, as about the Buffalo Bills, because obviously I'm from here. Buffalo born, you know, from Niagara Falls personally, but yes, I've been born and raised around Buffalo Bills football for all my life. My dad, a huge fan, grandfather, a huge fan, uncles, and this is really cool. I feel like I could do this for just about, you know, any team, but Buffalo sticks out for me. It's we are a fun, tough city, and we love our football. That's for damn sure. So I just kind of got back this at time of recording. I just kind of got back from New Era Field from today's game, where the Buffalo Bills defeated the Detroit Lions 14-13. Playing spoiler this week. Last week, Buffalo's playoff aspirations were eliminated by the Jets, unfortunately, and now from here on out, they get to play a little bit of spoiler. And while Detroit had a outside shot of making it, after today's loss, they are officially eliminated from any contention at all. So hats off to the Buffalo Bills for that. Watching today, it was a fun, raucous crowd as usual. You know, loud, supportive. A couple drunks in there in the crowd, you know, being uber pessimistic as usual. But for the most part, a very, very positive atmosphere today. It was good energy, and I loved every bit of it. So let's look through the game real quick. First quarter, no scores. There was three punts, two on the Bills, and one on Detroit's half. There was, I think it was the first one. Let me just confirm this. Yes, it's the first one that I was a little confused about. It was 4th and 18 at the Detroit 36, and I would imagine it was McDermott, or maybe I'm wrong. Whoever's decision to punt it at that distance was a little confusing, because I feel like it's a relatively easy field goal for a guy of the caliber of Steven Hauschka, but I wonder if his injury, or not his injury, but I know he's a little banged up from last week's hit against the Jets. I wonder if that came into play when that decision was made. But if they would have hit, you know, if they would have made that, if they would have went for it, I'm sure Hauschka would have made it, and the rest of the game might not have been chasing Detroit like they were until the fourth quarter. So, yes, first quarter, no points at all. Second quarter, pretty much opened up with a Detroit touchdown, Matt Stafford to Jones for 4 yards, putting them up 6-0. They missed the extra point, and in all honesty, it haunted them through the rest of the game and ended up pretty much costing them. Bills answered right back with a touchdown. Josh Allen scrambling, benefiting from a huge pass interference call that was in the end zone. And Allen, using those magic legs of his, went in, took it into the house for a touchdown. Detroit answered right back with another touchdown of their own. Running back Zenner went up the middle for 1 yard and sealed it there. They made the extra point this time, making the score 13-7. We had a punt from each team to and a Bills possession to end the first half of football. Detroit got the ball first. Punt. Bills return with a punt. Detroit returned with a punt. And Bills playing gutsy. I like this. Turnover on downs, I believe. It was 4th and 2 on the Detroit 13. They could have another opportunity that they could have taken a field goal, but decided to go for it, knowing that they needed a touchdown to pull ahead. But Josh Allen, while scrambling, fumbled the ball and luckily was recovered by Groy. So that helped, but they couldn't convert on the first down, and Detroit got the ball and returned with another punt. And the fourth quarter begins, and the Bills moved nowhere. In a span of 37 seconds, ended up punting the ball. Detroit returned with a punt, and the play of the game, in my opinion, the Bills getting that touchdown. Josh Allen passed deep to Foster, 42 yards for the touchdown. Absolutely beautiful play, putting the Bills up 14-13. Detroit answered back. They went down. They marched downfield and went for a field goal, and could not make it. Missed field goal attempt there. Bills still in, get the ball back. Nothing there. A punt. Detroit with another punt, and Bills with possession. To end the game there. So, yes, it was a defensive bout without a doubt. There were fun offensive plays from both sides. You know, Detroit with Matt Stafford. You know, and the running backs actually did really well. Got to give credit to Detroit. They had big plays, and then Bills defense had big plays, and answered right back with that. And then the Bills offense had big plays, and Detroit's defense, stepped it up. So that's why there were a lot of punts. It was actually it was nerve-wracking. I'll tell you that much. It was a little nerve-wracking, determining whether or not the Bills would win. Obviously, like I said at the beginning of the show, their playoff hopes are zilch. But you still want to see them win. You play to win the game. That famous line. And it was a little nerve-wracking, I'll admit. And there were some pessimistic fans, which unfortunately, but people were nervous. But like I said, the energy was good, and Bills pulled it off. It was a fun game. Definitely tugged at your heartstrings emotionally, that's for sure. Matthew Stafford and Josh Allen, both almost identical yards passing. Stafford, 22 of 29 for 208 yards and one passing touchdown. Josh Allen, 13 of 26 for 204 yards, one passing touchdown, as well as using his feet, 9 rushes for 16 yards and one touchdown. Josh scrambled a lot today, and Detroit's defense was ready for it. They pretty much stopped, for the most part, they stopped him. I know he had his nice touchdown break there, but for the most part, Detroit, shut him down in that respect. We did have some injuries at running back, obviously. LeSean McCoy and Chris Ivory did not play today, filling in their shoes as best as they could. Keith Ford and Marcus Murphy. Ford going 14 attempts for 46 yards, and Marcus Murphy 11 attempts for 35 yards. They broke off some big runs, and the biggest problem with the Bills this year has been that offensive line, and these low yardage totals do not surprise me, because I know it's been even tough for Shady McCoy to really get stuff going. And going into the offseason, the offensive line is probably the prime concern, I would have to say, going forward, as well as some of the, adding some more offensive weapons for Josh to throw to. But, they helped in extending drives, getting crucial for, you know, converting crucial third downs when need to be. And, you know, they did what they had to do. They did what they had to do, and they helped put the Bills in position to win. Receiving, Robert Foster went for 4 receptions out of 5 targets, 108 yards, and 1 touchdown. Isaiah McKenzie, 6 receptions, 53 yards. Jason Kroom, 1 reception for 25, and Zay Jones, 1 for 11. He was targeted 6 times this game. I know I heard a lot of frustration from the crowd in there. Keith Ford, 1 catch for 7 yards, and Charles Clay had 1 target, no catches. Deontay Thompson, 2 targets, no catches. Let's see. No interceptions for us. There was a couple close calls there. But, yeah, defensively, I was very impressed. I know offense hasn't been a highlight of Detroit's season this year. I feel like Matthew Stafford has regressed since Matt Patricia took over. I don't know if there's any correlation, but he was my fantasy start quarterback last year. Definitely not on my radar this year, I'll say that much. But yes, Bills defense, always so much fun to watch. You know, they've done exceptionally well throughout this season and have been one of the bright spots. Let's see here. Yeah, so there's that. Yes, Buffalo play spoiler to Detroit, 14-3. Let us take a look at next week's game. Just load it up here on the old handy-dandy NFL app. So next week, they're at the Patriots. Little nerve-wracking, of course. As I'm recording right now, the Pats are in a bit of a struggle with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're down 10-14, so we'll see what comes of that. But last time I was there for the Monday Night Football game. And I watched a really good defense restrict and, you know, limit Tom Brady and that offense as to what they could do. And I also watched a, unfortunately, at times, incompetent offense. They couldn't move the ball, which I felt like if last year's offense was in that game, they could pull it off. But we will see. Patriots obviously want to win out, and there's probably not going to be any second-string players starting this week. They're definitely not going to pull their starters. There's definite optimism for me with Buffalo going into Foxborough and playing the Patriots. Like I said, this defense has been really, really good, and with an offensive playmakers, things happening last time, there was a chance that Buffalo could have taken the lead or perhaps won the game at any point. So there's always that optimism. Nothing ever goes as planned in the NFL, and if you're doubting Buffalo, think back. Just think back to week, was it 3, where Buffalo traveled to Minnesota and, you know, spoiled that little surprise and made everybody look like fools, and Josh Allen hurdled the defender. And think like that. You got to be optimistic with this. Anything could happen. And now, you know, Josh Allen will be in. And Patriots haven't played him yet. I'm sure they got footage of him. But they have not played against Josh Allen yet. So that is a advantage to us, I would have to say. Yeah, this is a it's a tough time of year regardless. It is tough closing the season with 2 division matchups. As many of you might know or have come to realize how tough divisional matchups have typically are. It's hard to beat a team once, let alone twice in a single season. So, yeah, Bills closed the season with a matchup against the Dolphins, but we'll get to that. Let's stay 1 week at a time. This a win here would definitely help Buffalo's chances, hurt. Well, help Buffalo hurt Patriots' chances at getting a bye, which is optimism. Optimism. And I want everybody listening at home, you know, it's been a rough year, without a doubt. 5-9, I think. Yes, 5-9 is definitely not the direction that many people wanted to see the Bills going this year. After going 9-7 and making their first, you know, playoff appearance in 17 years, and yada yada yada, it definitely seems like a step back. But remember, this process, it's a roller coaster, and even after the season, 5-9, no chance to have a winning record, go, you know, make 500 or make the playoffs. The process is a roller coaster. And when things may seem bad right now, but the future is really, really bright for the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen is one of the finest picks of this past draft and is a huge asset to this offense. We have a kid, a young man, who has shown charisma, control, leadership, and he's just very comfortable playing in the NFL, which is, I feel like I haven't seen that in a long time for Buffalo. You know, a rookie just taking it to this extent. He's so talented. So talented and so fun to watch, and he will be fun to watch for years to come. If you think, not every Josh Allen moment has been great this year. There has been issues, but if you think optimistically, if you think to the greats, the all-time greats, Peyton Manning. I'm a big fan of Peyton Manning. His first year, let alone his first couple years, were not all that great team-wise, individually. I think he set the, if I'm not mistaken, I think he set the rookie interception record. I can't confirm that right off the top of my head, but he did that. Josh Allen has shown just such ability to be a good leader, and going forward, he can be the guy. And I believe, 100% believe, he will be the guy going forward for the next 5+ years, and Buffalo finally has their guy. I firmly believe that. Every time I watch him on the field, I firmly believe that. We are still dealing with Doug Whaley's issues, which were, this cap that has really hurt us this year, hurt the Bills. Next year, we have a lot more free space, and we'll be able to acquire talent, build that offensive line to protect our running backs, acquire wide receivers to, help Josh make things easier on him so he doesn't have to use his feet, you know, as much. There's a lot of optimism going forward. Just seriously, simply put, in all honesty, just keep believing. Keep believing is the best, you know, way to really say it, because Brandon Bean is doing an amazing job doing what he can with the salary cap. Coach McDermott has instituted a culture shock, a culture change here in Buffalo that has been unique and almost mind-blowing. I can feel the rebuild coming, and it has been. And next year, I know deep down inside, with the way that Bean and McDermott have been running this team, and that good things are just on the horizon. So Bills fans, don't lose hope. We're right there. We are right there. We're going to be contending with the best of them. I can feel it. We have a franchise quarterback, without a doubt. So keep believing, and brighter days are ahead, I can assure you. without a doubt. So on that note, thank you everybody for listening, giving me a opportunity to review this week's game, to preview next week's game. I enjoyed this a lot. It's nice to focus in on one team. With the two-point conversation that I typically do, it's a variety of teams. It's, you know, like I said, it's universal. But to focus in on the Bills and really quickly as well, this was an enjoyable experience, and I appreciate it. And I hope you continue to support me, most importantly, this show, the Bills Wire, because my good friend who hooked me up with this opportunity, I know how hard he works to put out put out articles and make sure there's enough just stuff going around to talk about. It's so important. So thank you again, everybody, and talk to you real soon. Go Bills!